Speaker of Parliament, Professor Mike Okwei, says Parliament will not do anything that will alter the cultural and religious sanctity of the country. He says practices such as same-sex marriage do not hold any place in the Ghanaian social fabric. The Speaker said this at a meeting with the General Overseer of the Royal House Chapel International and Vice President of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, Reverend Sam Kranchiankra. Professor Okwei said the church should not shy away in keeping politicians on their toes.
You know that for some time now, or in the past, politics appeared to be so contaminated that when you try to get involved, you say, oh, now it's Wanye. No. I thought this is dirty. But if dirty people get there and they rule the nation in a dirty way, of course, the mud will affect those who are not dirty. And for that matter, men and women like your good self do let people know that those who trust in the Lord do not shy away from politics. Of course, the pulpit must not be a place for politics, you know. But I believe these are some of the challenges of this morning well. And you'll find that even priests are approving of homosexuality and having a man and a man marry, a woman and a woman and a woman marry. I mean, these are manifest abominations. And I trust that with your kind of insistence, the Parliament of Ghana, which will also react sometimes, the society in which will find its way clear, strengthening the laws that on homosexuality as it exists. And for this, may God forbid that it become a Ghanaian culture.
Speaker of Parliament, Professor Mike Okwei. Reverend Sam Kranchiankra called for greater collaboration between the church and the state to sanitize society.
The role of let the nation know that number one, the church is behind this parliament and the church is behind this leadership with our support and prayers. We notice that the role of religion in our modern day politics cannot be wished away and washed away and cannot be ignored. We saw a political party that came into power saying that the battle is the Lord's, and they hammered it and trumpeted it. And so from that moment, there has been a shifting in the atmosphere where God has come to take a place in our body politic. In other words, if the leaders of this nation, the political leaders of this nation, who having brought God into the scene, will continue to seek his face, seek wisdom from him, there's no way that this nation cannot move forward. There's no way this nation cannot prosper. There's no way this nation cannot achieve her goals.
That was the General Overseer of the Royal House Chapel International and Vice President of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, Reverend Sam Kranchiankra. The Deputy Majority Leader, Drasafo, praised religious bodies for their role in national development.
Projects like schools, even partnering government on various developmental projects like schools, churches, markets, and all these things. And now many religious leaders have also ventured in other private ventures that have created a lot of employment for us. You know, the Royal House has played an enormous role in this respect. So we cannot overlook the contributions that you make towards a national, socio-economic, moral development.
You heard Deputy Majority Leader Drasafo. For his part, the Minority Leader Haruna Idrisu seized the opportunity to call on government to take a second look at the redesignation of the Ministry of Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs.
A minister designate for chieftaincy and religious affairs. I still maintain the Thomas Jefferson principle of 1882 of a separation between the church and the state. I do not see how we can, either through policy or legislation, regulate religious activities. If I had my way, I'll make a strong recommendation to the President Nana Addo Dankwa to rechristen that ministry for chieftaincy and some other affairs, but not religious affairs, because it remains an emotive, sensitive issue, and people can be misconstrued. Are we going to regulate religion? How? And therefore, it's better even to do it in the quiet than to have a manifestation where you say Minister for Chieftaincy and Religious Affairs, because we all know the sensitivities that are associated with it.
That was the minority.